The psalmist declares the heavens are telling the glory of God. Glorify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name forever. In Hebrew context, it means honor and radiance, power and splendor, worth and dignity. In Hebrew, kabod, in Greek, doxa. God's people on the move, a portable sanctuary was created. They placed a tabernacle in a tent. A cloud covered the tent of the congregation. And the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. I will be your God, and you shall be my people. And Jesus said, lo, I will be with you till the end of the age. You see, the God of Abraham and the God of Moses is the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Today, God's glory fills this house. We worship in the beauty of holiness. As of old, the priest stood on a box and read the scriptures. And the meaning of the scriptures were interpreted to the people of God. So you may ask, what is the message of the Lord for us today? I will be with you. I will deliver you. Now, Paul was puzzled. Now, how come the Jewish brothers and sisters didn't buy into this lordship? Did God finally give up on the children of Israel? Because there's no way. Just as Pharaoh's heart was hardened and he refused to release God's people, God had hardened the hearts of all but a remnant of the Jewish people. Why? A mystery. But one for which we have been given an answer. You see, in Paul's view, the hearts of the people of Israel were hardened in order that God's word could be given to the Gentiles. Just as God had rescued the people from the land of Egypt, so he would once more bring them back into the fold in that day when all God's people shall be one. Well, no sooner had that idea filled Paul's mind than he breaks into a doxology. For from and through God and to God all things, to God be the glory forever. As we stare at our TV screens, iPhones, iPads, newspapers, for many a wife, mother, father, brother, sister, there arises the cry, why God, why? Why there must be so many wars, rumors of wars, this daily bomb? starving. Must there be greed and hatred and lies and horrendous murders? The Lord, word of the Lord returns. I have shown you, O people, what is good, what I require, to do justice, to love kindness, to walk humbly with your God. We live in a new era. It's called the Age of Enlightenment. Humankind has been led to believe that not only are all humans good, but they're getting better. Look at how smart we are. Check out our IQs. An intelligent quotient that somehow has led us to believe that one person is worth more than another by reason of checkbook, geography, street address, color of skin, sex, matrimony, patrimony, or politics. It just isn't so. Our Reformed faith declares with the Scriptures, no, not one is righteous. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Good news. Beat your heart out, New Agers and Millennials. There's a God. And a God promised, I will be with you. And the glory surrounded that tent and filled the temple. And he went to Golgotha, and he came forth from the tomb, and he lives. And because he lives, you shall live also. Reverend John Jewell was on a spiritual journey, a long way home, he described it. His giving of his life to Christ. He went to college and seminary, class after class, professor after professor. And they were denigrating the authority of Scripture and the activity of the Holy Spirit. And with their liberal flags flying, they declared God is dead. So he went out to minister with such training, completed his D.Min. At a San Francisco seminary. And then he felt like T.S. Eliot's Hollow Man. All of us who have lived through these past decades are keenly aware that the social action agenda replaced the Bible storyline in our mainland churches. Prayer groups were replaced by encounter groups. I'm okay, you're okay. Replaced by prayers of confession. Can't we make folks feel good? The Bible says, say what? Jewel went through his personal depression, his denial of God, and he was still a busy pastor, but there was no fire in the belly. He lost his faith. And his journey back was one of grief and despair. And finally, it led to hope. When he fell on his knees and gave God the glory, guess what? The Father was waiting and welcomed him back. That same Lord who took the illiterate sons and daughters of slavery in Egypt and taught them to memorize Scripture they could not read. The Lord who took holy hovels and started them in tents and blessed shanties that became sanctuaries. Through all history, God's people have survived. God's church has survived. And the word of the Lord endures forever. And you know why? My friends, it's because of the blood on the doorposts. This church is covered with a cloud. The glory of the Lord fills this sanctuary, for God is present here and now. And if you're looking for glory, be ready to say, search me, O God. Know my heart. Try me. Know my thoughts. Create in me a clean heart. You see, something wonderful is happening here this morning. We are promised that if we worship God in spirit and in truth, God will come and dwell within us. God comes in a cloud of commitment. God comes in a cloud of communion. God comes as a whispering hope. Preacher Beecher Hooks put it, the world needs a church where God's glory is heard, seen, felt, and experienced. He said, I know of no other institution ordained by the omnipotence of God, sustained by the omnipresence of God, protected by the hand of God, wrapped by the will of God, saturated by the Spirit of God, than the Church of Jesus Christ. Our world, mired in travail this morning, needs this church. For here all the wounded souls can rest,
the troubled spirits can pray. Our world of despair needs the church where the broken bodies and distressed spirits can touch the hem of his garment. Our world clouded with the dust of human endeavor needs the church where men and women and young people and children can praise God's holy name. A church where love leads to worship, peace prays the prayers, God's mercy and grace directs the choir, faith lifts the offering, the Holy Spirit touches every heart, every mind, so that every voice can say, Amen. Thank you, God. It's a Hollywood day. Some of you will be sitting up till the hours of the dawn, listening for those Academy Awards, when those little golden statues are given out and everybody's patting themselves on the back. Not known for his Christian demeanor. But Kathy Gifford shared her testimony. She said, for most of my childhood, my family honored God in a general sense, but didn't know him personally. The Billy Graham Evangelistic Association released its first movie in theaters, The Restless Ones. It was about a girl at the cusp of making big decisions in her life. She asked herself whether she'll follow the way of faith or the way of the world. I went to see that in a small theater in our town, Annapolis, Maryland. As I watched, I heard a voice speak to me directly. It wasn't audible. I sensed God saying deep in my spirit, Kathy, I love you. If you'll trust me, I'll make something beautiful out of your life. At the end of the movie, someone said, whoever would like to make a step of faith, come forward. I couldn't get out of my seat fast enough. My brother tried to hold me back. Finally, he just went with me. I asked Jesus to come into my heart. At that age, all I wanted to be was an actress, a singer. The Lord met me in a movie theater and into the very world I dreamed of being a part of. She had a sadness in her life, however. But she found that the Spirit would say to her, go that way, go down that road. No, Kathy, don't take that part. No, that will not glorify the Lord. God kept me on his path and led me to Hollywood. At this point in my life, I've lost my father, my husband, and many others. And I'm tempted to lose heart and just focus on the day I'll finally be with them in Jesus. But Scripture tells, let us not be weary in well-doing. So when I read that, I prayed, okay, Lord, you're going to have to help me be strong. You're going to have to help me with inspiration. You're going to have to help me keep going. You see, it's up to us to make an impact for Christ until he comes or until he takes us. The words God spoke to me 50 years ago are just as true today. And for every moment I've left, I will trust him to work his beautiful plan for me. So I spent 50 years here. You've never seen the glory? Michelle. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. This whole world is filled with his glory. How would you open your eyes and your ears and your hearts and your minds? For we have been given the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. We are ambassadors for Christ as we work together with him. Do not accept the grace of God in vain. For God has said, at an acceptable time, I have listened to you. On the day of salvation, I have helped you. Now is the acceptable time. Now is your day of salvation. May our lives so give glory to the Lord that this whole earth may hear God's voice and see God's glory.